ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shout out to Sinjin. Sinjin sent us a lovely email.
Which big up yourself.
I don't think you saw because
I did because I wrote back to him.
I didn't write back to him because I think he's a bee.
Oh, I like him.
Which bee? Let it be which bee you decide, but I think the guy's a bee. Astrid, Nick, Omelik. Any of those.
Bee.
Berlin. Any of those. Michael! Michael and his slip-a-tree. Brand new shoes for you and me. 0203. 286-6370. This is the late night alternative. It is Tuesday Club. It's a bit more chilled.
And it is the day before haircut day for me. Can you tell?
And Catherine has got some real questions about which way her hair's going to go. She might go short hair.
I'm contemplating a redo.
She might go for a little short hair. She's my little short hair. She's my boo. My
what?
Boo-boo. She's my boo-boo. My poo-poo. My woo-woo.
Nope.
Lander Stew has subscribed. Can I tell you what happened last night?
Go on.
We made $86. Oh, we made eight. Oh, now the camera works. Made $86.
I knew I woke up feeling special and rich.
$86. $86. Dollars.
Yeah.
And we put in a lot of work.
Well,
I mean, we didn't put in any work.
But we put in the same amount of work as we put in before.
I mean, $86 and we've got to feed our kids, and I'm just going to put a PayPal link in the chat. Oh, shit, we didn't do that merch.
Oh, no.
Got to do that merch tomorrow. I've had people saying, where's the merch that we ordered tomorrow? If you want an order, we post it out Wednesday morning. Thank you, Mark. Then I'm going to post a link for our merch, right? It's begging night tonight. It's begging night. It's Christmas coming up and the kids can't afford foods. No. So I'm going to... This merch that I'm about to post to you now is ridiculously cheap. And on the strike of midnight on New Year's Eve going into New Year's Day, it will no longer be available. It's going to be burnt. And I've got shed loads of those posters. Shed loads. It will be burnt. It's all going. The pins. We'll keep the pins. We've not got much of the vinyl left, actually.
We've got loads of pins, though.
We've got a few membership cards, not many. Loads of posters. And it is going to be burnt. We'll keep the pins and the records, and we'll give those out as prizes. So go and have a look. My book.
What book?
Case.
Yes.
My bookcase. And we can say this because... we are not bound by the laws of Ofcom.
What?
Don't buy from Robert Dias. I can say that because I'm not bound by the laws of Ofcom. Don't buy from Robert Dias. Dias.
What happened?
So I ordered a bookcase last week that was supposed to come today. You said it would be delivered by today. And I would get an email from the distributor saying to arrange the delivery. And of course, they hadn't got in touch with me. And so I tried to contact Robert Dias yesterday, but couldn't. You can't contact them until the delivery day. So then I managed to contact them. And I was talking to a bot. And a bot said, I'm sorry, we're too busy to put you through to anyone. And so I tried again a bit later. And what I must have done is I left the second window open, because an hour later I was sat at the computer and someone popped up. Hello, how can I help you? And I went, are you a person? Yes. Went, right, where's my delivery? Thank you, Die Hard. Where's my delivery? Oh, we'll have a look. Oh, I can see on your thing that it is not, the delivery date hasn't been arranged. I said, I know. It's supposed to be today. Where is it? Oh, sorry. What I'll do is I'll get in touch with the distributor.
Yeah.
Because it's their responsibility.
No. Your contract is with them.
Exactly what I said. I said, my contract is with you.
I said, because you know me, Catherine, when I get into a situation,
yeah,
I get into a situation, mm-hmm, big.
They don't realise what a situation they're in until they're in it with you.
And I went, what I did is I got a knife and I held my nose out and I chopped my nose off and went, there you go, face. I said, I'd like to cancel it, please.
Really need this bookcase. Mm. I'd like to cancel it, please.
Okay, can't do that. Can't do that.
I said, I want to cancel it. I want a refund now.
Can't do that because I have to contact the distributor and we don't know it's not going to arrive today. So it could take up to 3 working days. This is Tuesday, right? And that means 3 working days is Friday. That means to Monday, basically. And I said, we do know it's not going to come. I would like a refund because I need this week. And I've stayed in all day for it. And I want the money back so I can order another one. Can't do that. I said, okay. Could you tell me, please, who I invoice for wasting my time?
Brap.
Brap. And he said, oh, we can't pay you for that, but we can possibly talk about some form of compensation once this has been settled. I went, right.
I talked about this on my daytime friend stream earlier on. I then said, well, that's tonight's radio show sorted, and I'll be telling my 102,000 followers on Twitter. Basically, do you know who I am?
Anyway, the long and short of it is, I thought I'd won because then I just left him chatting. I just went out to Tesco.
Oh!
Yeah, I went out to Tesco and left him chatting. But when I came back, his last response was, thanks for getting in touch. Have a great day. He won. So then I messaged them on... Then Robert Dias started following... I'm still locked out of Twitter.
Oh my.
What I have from Twitter today was, because now I've got someone helping me from Twitter, and what I had was, oh, you want to change your password? Do this. So I did it, knowing what the end result would be. The end result would be, okay, well, you've changed your password. We're going to send a confirmation code to the phone number ending 30.
Which is the problem.
07546-51930 is my old phone number. You can have it. Thank you,
Becky Boobart. It's a strange reaction, but we understand it.
So I can't get into, but I tweeted Robert Dias from the late night, the rabbit hole Twitter feed, right? Yeah. So I'm getting a bit tangled up here because you seem to have hogged the thing.
Can I help in some way?
Nope. So I did that. And so Robert Dias started following that Twitter feed. And I think I messaged them from that. You're following the wrong Twitter feed. You want to follow at me. Anyway, basically Robert Dias DM'd me and said, we've checked into it and they haven't got any in stock. And I went, right, I'll have a refund then.
This seems to be a recurrent theme at the moment. You know, I've been having trouble with curries.
Yeah.
As the rest of the world.
Because they're a very runny bottom. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently the rest of the world's been having trouble with curries as well.
Oh, go on.
Well, I heard, you know, we used to work at £3.
Thank you, Stuart. I've just seen the deposit you've made. Thank you.
Well, apparently... Thank you. Apparently... curries have been featured on the consumer programme over at Three Counties.
JBS.
Yeah, a lot of people having problems. Can't speak to a human being, you see. Can't speak to a human being. So I spoke to a bot, and then I eventually got through to a human being after being dumped off their automatic queuing system twice. I started live tweeting it, and then funnily enough, I managed to get through.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
You dialed the number. You saw the instruction. You followed it. You dialed it. You're on the stream.
Well,
imagine that.
I didn't know if it was real or not.
I know. That's why you dialed it. That's why the last guy dialed it. Then when we answered it, he put the phone down.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, didn't he, cheeky little boy? Are you a cheeky little boy?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Very cheeky little boy. What have you done today that's been cheeky, little boy?
Not a lot, to be fair, but...
You've done something cheeky.
I didn't do the pots when I should have.
Cheeky little boy! Anything else that you did or didn't do that was cheeky?
Not today.
Okay.
You sound like the sort of bloke who puts a spoon in the knife drawer.
And that's not a euphemism for...
No, just for badness,
I reckon. Pink, no.
Nah, not that bad.
Okay. Well, listen, you've called in. We now know that you're a cheeky little boy. What can we do for you?
I don't know.
Well, this makes things awkward because we're ready.
I tell you what, do you want to play the yes-no game with me?
Okay, then, yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Well, mate, you lasted 3 seconds.
I thought you didn't hear me saying that I was ready.
Do you want to go again?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you didn't even last a second that time. Do you want to try it one more time?
Okay, then.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay, let's go. What's your name?
Liam.
How are you spelling that?
L-I-A-M.
L-I-A-N?
M.
Liam.
Liam, yeah.
Oh! Wow. Thank you, Liam.
So I imagine it eventually got through and someone really nice or apparently they typed
one of those shows tonight.
They typed nice anyway.
Yes.
Said that they could see that there'd been a problem, but they would sort it out.
You
for
look
me.
Great in the denims, by the way.
Thanks.
Faded blue denim. Where my man puts on blue Stratos. Oh, it's blue Stratos.
This is what I'd look if I was in prison in America in the 1950s.
Yep, exactly.
So there we go. Do with that what you will. Yep. Anyway, this nice person on the web chat. Said they'd sort it out for me. In the meantime, because I've been there so long, I DM'd Currys and the people that are apparently doing their like online support team Know How.
Oh, they team not Know How.
They're the only ones that responded. They responded just as I put the phone down to the person. No, not put the phone down. Finished the web chat. I looked and saw that there was a DM from Team Know How saying, "Yeah, sorry, we're out of the thing that you ordered a week ago." That you've just been told is on the way, and we'll send you a refund if you want.
So you've been on a real quest too, huh?
Yeah, I have been on a real quest too. And so I said, no thanks, I think it's been sorted out. Then I got an email. Yesterday, was it? Yeah, yesterday. I don't know, it's all blurring into one. Saying, congratulations, your exchange has been approved and it's now on its way.
I think there's an earthquake coming and it's going to push us to the left in 3, 2, 1.
What are we doing? Why is this happening?
Oh, God, that was terrifying.
Anyway, I don't know what's going on with Currys. I don't blame anyone that works there. The system is terrible and reputation is going...
Go to Dixon's.
But yeah, it seems like a shambles. And I am speaking from experience of working in a shambles.
So I've ordered... I'm looking for my emails to see where I've ordered it from. I've ordered a bookcase from Very.
Oh, should I tell you why I don't shop with Very anymore?
Okay, I mean, I suppose.
Some time ago when I had a new baby, my little one.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
I ordered a McLaren pushchair from Very.
Yep.
And I got one of those emails that said it had arrived when it hadn't.
Right.
And I chased it up and they swore blind that it had arrived when it hadn't. And they said they had my signature. And I said, could you show it to me? Because I can show you my signature now and I bet it don't match because I haven't got it.
Okay.
And they said, no, we can't do that for data protection reasons.
So if it's my signature, don't
exactly.
protect my data.
I said, no, that's not how it works. No, we can't do that. I said, well, I haven't got the pushchair that I ordered. I would like someone to do something about it. Ignore, ignore. So I went to my friends at BBC Three Counties Radio, and they put a call in for me to Bury. And straight away, I had a phone call back, and they brought me a replacement pushchair. A week later, there was a knock at the door.
Yeah.
It was the original pushchair.
Oh, mate.
A very sheepish-looking delivery driver.
Oh, mate.
And I said, oh, I've already had one of these. And he went, oh, have you? Okay, well, I'll just take this one then.
Amy is suggesting that Very could have killed her brother.
Wow. What?
We can say this because we're free from the constraints of radio, of law. We're free from
I'm just telling you the truth of what happened, my experience with Very, which was documented.
Well, hopefully, I've got a bookcase coming tomorrow from Very.
Well, if it doesn't arrive, complain and you'll get two.
So that's been today. Did a lovely podcast. Thank you everyone who came to Daytime Friends for me today. It's a great podcast. It's going out exclusively to patrons. They're the only people that will ever hear it.
Yeah.
The only people that will ever hear it. So that's Robert Dyer sorted. Still haven't got access to my Twitter. But tonight, Tuesday Club.
Yeah. We'll
explain it. Explain what it is. We've started off quite tense and it's the exact antithesis of what we hope.
Tuesday Club is all about our souls. We treat them nicely. We open them up to new experiences and we indulge them, don't we?
And we indulge
on Tuesdays. So today we're going to be talking to an artiste. Last week we had a little bit of Zen, didn't we?
Because
the lemony lemons, my lemons are lemony.
Yeah. So we've got Kate Garner coming on.
And she is...
She's unreliable. She let us down last week big time. Unreliable.
These arty types often are.
I'm going to call her out.
Don't call her out.
She's got a DVD.
She might come in punching.
She's a mate. All right, let's get this straight out. She's a mate. She's also got a DVD, and I bought a copy of it.
Oh, I didn't know she had a DVD.
Nor did I, because I'm not on Twitter, but she is, so I bought a copy of it. So she's coming on at 9:30. And then what would be great as well, it would be nice to... I would like some more suggestions of people that we could have on as meditators or yogics or maybe like tarot readers.
Yeah.
So if you've got any suggestions, could you email us, people that you know? Don't just go, oh, I've seen this person and I think someone that you know.
Yeah. Then don't say, oh, yeah, there's this bloke called Russell Grant.
No. Oh.
Unless you are a bloke called Russell Grant and that one.
Email us. Latenightalternative @gmail.com. Email us. Don't email them. Let's get the business out of the way. Team 17, it's 30 years ago today. Anyway, I can probably do this. Hang on. I could probably improvise.
That's the attitude I like. You don't know, but you're going to try it anyway.
I could probably do a song around this. Okay. Let's have a go.
Oh, great.
There we go. Hang on. Okay, we're going to get a copyright strike, but do you know what? Sometimes it's worth it.
Is it?
Sometimes it's worth it. Here we go.
The 100% electric Nissan Leaf comes with a great range of offers.
Car advert. Ryan.
And look at all this space.
Calm down, dude. Seriously, because I'm about to do this. Here we go. Way too high.
We got the idea.
We're going to get the whole thing, aren't we?
No, we don't need to.
Started way too high. Here we go. You've missed nothing, Raymond.
You're about to cop for it, though.
Here we go. Well, it was 30 years ago today. Team 17 started to play. Lots of games, and they're out there doing a bit. So let me hit. That's way. That is the wrong key. Let's try. Let's go down a bit. Let's go down a bit. This one's, I think. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's better. The other one rocked too much. Here we go. Yep. Yeah. Whoa. It was 30 years ago today.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Team 17 started to play. Lots of video games for us. And they're gonna go and buy a bus. So go and use the discount code TLNA. We'll get you 17% off with all of the Team 17 games. It wasn't worth the effort, really. Wasn't worth the effort. If anything, I've done significant damage to that brand. I don't think they're going to make it to 31. There's a code. Can we get the things in the chat?
It's good. That website's really good.
It's too late. Could you do the rest of the ads, Catherine? Yeah. I think I've
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. If you're getting divorced, you'll need a solicitor. They're really good. They won't stir it up and they won't make things any more difficult than they already are. And they won't sing songs inappropriately and then back away from them in a sheepish fashion. Next. Poseidon Safety Management. Your songs are in safe hands with Poseidon Safety Management, as is the Beatles' legacy. They serve Devon and Cornwall. They've got the biggest team of guard dogs in those two counties. They recruit from the local area. They're nice guys. What more do you want? They will look after your stuff. Next. Abbey Care. Now, Abbey Care Group is an excellent thing. It's a specialist addiction recovery clinic group. And you can go to a facility in Gloucester. You can go to one in Glasgow. But go to one. If you need them, right? If you mention this advert, 25% off. Kickstart your recovery with
Abbey Care. Diggers, please!
There we go. The end.
Oh.
You're right. You recovered now from
that Sergeant Pepper thing. It's really disappointing. And we will get banned from YouTube and Twitch.
Twitch.
Mm-hmm. For that. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call before our guest joins us. Maybe very, very welcome. I did have something I wanted to talk about tonight, and I'm buggered if I could think.
Was it the telly?
So, as thanks for mentioning Yola last night. Played on Spotify and checked her out and found the High Women doing a version of High Women. That is great. But is she's not in the High Women. I couldn't see why High Women were linked under Yola. Mm. Yola's great. Go on, just go now. 4 minutes and 12 seconds. Yola doing Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I have just been playing that on a loop. Look, if you go to Spotify, my computer crashed big time today. After the lunchtime raid.
Yola sang verse 3.
Okay. After the lunchtime raid, my computer went. This is incredible. That screen went blank, and that screen had a QR code, and it said, scan this QR code.
Oh, blimey.
I'm sat there going, what the fudge?
Yeah,
computer will restart in 5, 4, 3. Bob Dylan has sold his rights to Universal. I don't think he had any rights to Universal, did he? I think he had rights to his own songs.
Yeah.
But, then the computer switched off, and I'm sat there going, what the fudge? And then it came on again, and it was all the blue screens, and it was like rebooting, recalibrating, fixing itself. And then it came to blue screen. Your computer will not start. It may work by restarting it. Click restart or advanced options. Click restart, did the same thing.
Uh-oh.
Did the same thing. And then I went to advanced options and I went through them one by one. Go back in the time machine thing so it goes back like a bit.
It's not as exciting as it sounds, is it, that
time machine? So I did that. Nothing. Did a few other things. And then it said, one of the options was genuinely switch it off, then switch it on again. Was one of the options. And I went, well, that ain't going to work because this is big. And I did it and it kind of worked, but I've had to reinstall Spotify and Streamlabs.
Ah.
I've had to reinstall those things.
And how does that make you feel as a person?
I just couldn't care less, bloody computers. I just looked at the numbers and the numbers are low.
Okay.
I shouldn't really care about that stuff.
No.
So we got some plan. We've got some suggestions, right? One is doing, as you know, and we're still talking about this, I'm convincing Catherine that we should do a 60-hour show one day.
Well, first of all, convince me how we do 60 hours in 24 hours.
We don't. Well, that doesn't make sense.
No, of course
about?
It doesn't. So you said, right, what? 60 hours in one day.
Right.
If we skipped our lunch breaks.
Yeah, not doing it in 24 hours.
Well, how many hours are in a day?
Well, that's it. I don't. That's irrelevant. It's
the most relevant.
You're just trying to find excuses. So that's one idea. Here's another idea. Here's another idea. We do a daytime stream next Thursday at about 2 o'clock. And we do the late night alternative about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we go out for our Christmas party in the evening, probably at Nando's or Wagamama's.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Would you be up for that?
I would be up for that.
No,
yeah.
I mean...
Oh, these guys. So we might do a date. We might do at least one daytime show next week. 3 hour show, different audience, some new people, some old people. And we kind of wondered what you thought about it, but actually we're not that bothered by what you think about
it. You can watch it whenever you want.
Cause we've decided that that's what we're gonna do. We're going to do. I had so much fun doing
Mutation 555. Don't talk balls. I don't mind Nando's.
We'll have a Nando's. Anyway, we had great fun. I had great fun doing with Ian Lee today, and I just saw, and there were different people there.
Really?
There was some of the regulars.
Were
it was great.
New people?
There were some new people. Great idea, which you stole. What, to do a stream at a different time of the day? Are you an absolute melt, Gatford? Are you soft? I was watching a lot of Beatles interviews recently, and they talk about people being soft lad. And it means soft in the head, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It means simple.
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it? Soft lad.
That's what people used to say.
Well, John Lennon used to pull a blem. Used to put the tongue in the thing. Wow. So many shots of him doing that and doing the clapping like that.
Flipping it.
Incredible. Incredible.
But that was standard procedure, wasn't it, then?
So we check the tier two meeting. What tier two meeting? We don't have a tier two meeting. Are you suggesting that in the last tier three meeting, you suggested we do that? Because I can pull that off.
You got the receipts, haven't you?
Very, very quickly.
He keeps receipts.
Let's have a little look. We go to, this is supposed to be a spiritual show tonight.
I know, but we have to take ownership of Gatford first. That's only right.
I think it might
right.
be that. I've got to find the old Dockers. Tier three. All right, got it. Straight up. Here we go. So, tier three meeting. Let's have a little look.
What we got then?
Paul says, Hall of Fame awards night. Read from Viz, Chad It's Fate, Constructions. Kate says, show and tell on a Tuesday. Oh, we've got
such a good show tomorrow.
By the way, there's two of us, and I kind of like that. Tell them what we're doing tomorrow.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come in, ready or not.
And you're playing.
So you are going to set up a phone or a laptop somewhere in your room, and you're going to hide. Mm-hmm. We are going to time the people in the chat. I think we're making this up as we go along. The people in the chat. No, yeah. The people in the chat have to shout where they are.
Yeah.
And the person who manages to hide for the longest wins. So that's what happens.
What do you reckon?
Kate says Christmas party. We're doing that quiet show. Yep. Alex. So let's go to Gatford. Gatford says, chat command for Satan lyrics.
Yeah. He said that because he said, what was that about?
Play out, it's because he's a Christian and he's offended. He wants to check them. Play out a recorded show and a 5-song playlist on Spotify. And I just wondered, Gatters, where it tied in with you saying that idea was stolen. I just wondered where...
Because it's not the recorded show. That's not what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about doing a show. No, it's not what we're talking about, Gatford. So I would like an apology.
Wow.
Please.
I can't believe you tried to claim that.
Outrageous behaviour.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now I'm getting worried about the numbers. Look at that.
Stop it.
Something is not sitting right in me, which is why I'm doing that. But that's okay. Something's not quite sitting right in me. Mm. I felt really angry today. And it wasn't the Robert Dias, but that was a great thing. I've got something to be angry about.
Yeah.
Something to be angry about. Something is not quite sitting right with me. And I don't know...
I knew you weren't quite right because I didn't hear from you very much today.
Oh, no, it's because I was busy.
I know you were, but normally I get something, like an insult or something.
I was busy. Unlike this Muppet. Yes, Gatters?
I think you'll find if you your notes are not an accurate record of the entire conversation. I think you'll find.
I tell you what, Gatford, if you could do me a favour, could you go to the YouTube video where the entire meeting has been uploaded and could you find the bit... That you're talking about, and I'll happily play it.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that, and call in later with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just put the time code into the chat, and we will after 10 o'clock after our guest, we'll go straight to it, and we'll have a look.
By the way, still can't see you on the screen.
I know you can't. I can see what you can see, and you can't see us. Why are you trying to score points? You're embarrassing yourself. Every time you try to score a point, I just smash it back. You are going to I just want to What's that? You know that song by Kiss? I just want to
Oh, no, I was thinking of
McCartney. Oh, no, Kiss did. I just want to I just want to I just want to fuck at you.
Oh.
But he doesn't say fuck. He says, says it. He doesn't say fuck.
Cheeky monkeys, aren't they?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why they're being so coy. All their songs, well, a lot of their songs are about their penis.
Yeah.
So why so coy all of a sudden, guys?
I don't know why the camera doesn't work on Skype, but that's just the way it goes.
Mm, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it.
So it just feels like technology is letting me down. The Twitter thing is really pissing me off now.
Oh, you've had emails about that, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure I have. Very popular man. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, well, they've put me in touch with someone different in Twitter.
While they're in there, can they see if they can get me a little blue tick?
Oh, yeah. Can you get Catherine a blue tick? Hang on a second. I need help.
Because I've seen some people with blue ticks that aren't nearly as good as me.
Here we go. There's just idiots of blue. I can't sign in. Here we go. Do you need to reset your password? No. Type in your username. Ian Lee. All right. Okay. You can't look at this. This is confidential. Description of problem. Oh, this is really tricky. I sent an email that explained this perfectly. So let
copy,
me
copy and paste, innit?
Yeah, copy and paste. Right, here's the situation. I got locked out of my account. I can't get back in as I no longer have the phone number associated with the account. The number was 07546512930. My new number is So when I try to log in, I get told a code will be sent to my old number, which I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. So we're going to copy and paste that. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
The Team 17 guys are so great. Here we go. So paste. Fingers crossed. Are you human? Yeah, I'm human, man. Yes, man. Thanks. Okay, now, hang on. Wait, hang on. Send me the ticket number. I didn't get a ticket number. What? Oh, no. I did not get the ticket number. Here we go. Back your ticket number.
Yes.
Here we go. So we're going to send that. Copy. This is fun for you. Hello, Sean. This is me, the idiot locked out of Twitter.
You missed the T off, you idiot.
Yeah, that fits in perfectly. Locked out of Twitter. I did register this last week, so I now have... Oh, no, okay, so I did register this last week, but here is the new... What did he want?
Ticket number.
Ticket number. I am aware this is all my fault, but it's day 11... And any help would be gratefully appreciatiotos.
Send. There we go.
Thank you to the guys at Team 17. I got a Team 17 T-shirt I'm going to wear tomorrow.
Yeah, no, she didn't ask one for me.
Nope. Oh, we got a guest. Let's open up the Zoomingtons. We don't tend to take calls when we've got a guest. In fact, we don't take calls when we've got a guest. That's just not our scene, man. I need to change all the settings because I don't want to mute. What microphone? USB speakers. USB. Start the video. Oh no! Don't tell me it's not going to recognise the video. Oh, crying out loud! Cannot start the video.
Why?
Oh, this is nuts. What is going on with this bloody computer? Oh! What is going on? Shut up yours, Lena. Oh, what is going on? Why won't it? This is old school. This should not be doing this. I swear to God, man. It's because we've got two cameras. Hang on. Camera two. Right, we're going to get rid of you. Let's try it. Ooh, Sabalana. Oh, this is crap. This is why we won't work on the Skype. Oh dear. We'll be able to see Kate. And Kate won't be able to see us, and that's okay. Well, then what camera are we coming on for this? Video capture device 13. Oh, Jesus, this thing, man. There's nothing we can do about it. No, it's not Zoom, Ryan. Ryan! It's not Zoom. I feel very low energy. And now I feel really pissed off that this is not working. Mm. What's going on with me, Boyle?
I don't know. You've had a really, 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 really good weekend. And often, I've noticed with you, it swings back the other way for a bit. Maybe it's that. And also, you didn't sleep.
I didn't have a doze, but that wouldn't be it. Now, it's Kate, am I in the right... Kate's iPhone has joined your meeting. Let's start that meeting there, then.
I wonder why...
You got to put it.
Have I got the call using internet audio?
Yes! Right.
I think, is that working?
Yeah, but it's on the side though.
What do you mean on the side?
You have to put it round, long ways, like that. Like
do
that.
I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What, so I have to go
like this.
Portrait.
Like this. That's it.
Like that. We saw ya!
No, that was an old, ugly man who just happened to walk into the room.
We saw ya! Hello, Kate!
Oh,
is that the right way round?
That is the right way round now, yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
Go away!
God. Hang on, I'm going to try and turn the volume up.
Yeah, can you
turn the volume up, otherwise I'll turn it off.
Hello. Right. If you swivel that ball, there's a little...
Oh,
this is my favourite... Oh, look, guys, stop this. Paul Garner's taxi bothering is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. It's not as funny as this. Watching him try and do a Zoom call.
Hang on, the blooming clip has turned the volume down.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Oh, God.
Oh, this is my favourite guest ever, as a direct result of this.
This is horrific.
While you're doing that, I'm going to get you the link to Kate's got a DVD out. It's only a tenner. Have a bit of a sing-along, bit of an old sing-song.
Does that look all right?
It looks perfect.
It looks good now we can't see the old homeless man.
Oh.
Hi. He opened himself.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Ian.
You can't see us, but trust us, we are looking glamorous and beautiful tonight.
Surprisingly young.
No doubt.
I could come.
I'm really sorry. We're back, everybody. Refresh. We are back. This is the wonderful Kate Garner. Kate, it's lovely to see you. I know your house. What room is that?
This is the shed.
Okay. Yeah,
the shed is the new Sunday best. Every week I come in here. It's my little room. It's like going back in time.
It looks awesome. So tell us about these Sunday concerts that you've been doing.
Well, since VE Day this year, that was the first time I did it, and basically started doing I used to do that, you know, when I left college, I used to play around all the pubs and that, and there was this old pub in Enfield called The Wonder, and every Sunday, you know, someone played the spoons, someone played the ashtray, honestly,
wow.
They did, and we would have a real sing-along, proper knees up in this old-fashioned pub. So I wanted to get back to that because it was always my favourite. I thought, I really want to get that and make people feel that, because obviously it was a lockdown time, that they were going down the pub and having a little sing-along, even though they couldn't get out. So I wanted it to feel like that. I didn't want it to feel big and grand. I just wanted it to feel like you're in your own front room having a laugh, you know?
And you do it every Sunday?
Yeah.
How's it been going? Right? Fun for you, obviously, but also this is one of the good things of lockdown is people kind of putting on shows, you know, big names and small names and media, you know, putting on shows from home and people watching on. Now, you do it on Periscope.
Yeah, I do it on Twitter, Periscope, and now YouTube, because I've found that I get such a mixed generation of audience. It's lovely. And a lot of older people find YouTube easier to access. It's just simple.
Is she patronising me because I'm a YouTuber? Well, it could have been an older person.
Let's just recap the last 20 minutes.
It has been us. You have when we switched off, dear viewer.
It was say something rude.
It was me and Catherine and Kate and Paul on speakerphone going, well, I don't know what's going on.
Can you see me though?
Try this.
Why are you on the side?
Try this. And what kind of stuff are you playing?
Well, it is all old classic songs from my childhood that I've grown up with, so many different old songs. I didn't know what to do with them all, so I just started playing to everyone. And I play songs that I've written that are influenced by those songs. So it's a real mixture.
Yeah.
And then people sometimes say, oh, do you remember that song? You know, it was about people used to sing it at New Year's Eve, and then they'll say a lyric, and then I'll try and find it and I'll learn it for them. It's just lovely.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I have got a piano in my house. I can't play a piano, but I can bang out a few chords and it's nice. But a piano... Here's the thing, like, I don't know, not even, let me try and think, maybe 60, 70 years ago, every home had a piano, and now you can't give pianos away.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it? I think it's all coming back. I really believe that. I mean, you look, you know, at King's Cross and all these places, they've got pianos all over the place now, and people getting them, playing them. So I think it's all coming back. We just need to get them back in everywhere, so it's no big thing. People just... get up and play the piano, you know.
I think for a long time, pianos went back to being for posh people, didn't they?
Yeah, it did become a posh thing. And of course, it was back, that was the family entertainment in the old days. It was everyone had a piano, and there was an uncle that kind of could sort of play a song, but it was good enough that you could sing along and dance to it. And everyone would go around and have a knees up.
That's it, exactly right. It really brings people together because everyone had their own party piece and they go, oh, that was his song, whatever. And, you know, that's the great thing about it. You find out about people. Songs really tell stories about people, and that's what I love about it.
Would you like to give us a song now? I'm just getting the link for your YouTube channel. Do you want to give us a song now? And I'll post some of the links in the chat for everybody.
Yeah, what do you want to hear? What sort of thing?
I want something upbeat. Something that if me and Kath were could be bothered to stand up, we will be do-si-do-ing and doing a little...
a knees up.
A little knees up.
All right. Well, first of all, then I'll do something you can sing along to. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, so we'll
do that first.
I've just posted right. Kate's YouTube channel.
People like
the chat.
This one. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Don't care if it's rainy or sunny. Cause we travel alone, singing a song, side by side. Come on, you know it. Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
I love this.
Maybe it's trouble and sorrow. We travel alone.
Come on, boy, they sing.
You're doing a knees up as well.
We were doing the knees up. Honestly, when you look back, you'll see how physical we were getting. Now, Catherine, of course, is from Manchester, so she's used to songs about...
We sang that. I think we had sort of cultural exchange.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did. We did a musical concert when I was about six. So I'm a bit rusty on the words, but I do remember that one. And I know the words to Mother Brown.
You know the words to Mother Brown. But my dad's side of the family, I'm going to be honest... They're common. They are common.
No.
Yes, Kate, I know it's hard to believe. South London. And so this is the kind of stuff when I was a kid in the 70s and the 80s. Wasn't necessarily a piano, but we had the records. You know, we'd be playing the records and everyone would be doing "Knees Up, Mother Brown" and all of that stuff.
Like Mrs. Mills and stuff like that.
It was a bit of Mrs. Mills. Some of it was your dad, you know. It was your dad was the soundtrack to some of our parties. Did you learn at a young age? Or did you just kind of pick it up? How did you get to playing?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, it's a funny thing because we always had family parties, as you can imagine. And Dave's sister, Mari, she used to have some great Christmas parties and we'd all go there and everyone would get up and do a thing. And I'd stand on a chair and sing a song when I was a little kid. And then there was a time where we didn't have a telly. We had a fire in our house. We were all right. No one was hurt. But the telly blew up. And a mouse bit through the wire and the telly blew up.
No.
So basically, for a few years, we didn't have a telly. It was like going back in time. And that's when I started really sitting at the piano and writing songs.
Yeah. Can we say who your dad is? I don't want to make a thing of it, but it is...
Oh, please do. Well, your dad, very proud of him.
Your dad is Chaz from Chaz and Dave, Chaz Hodges, a person... And the first time I met you, I've only met him a few times, and what a delightful human being he was. And the first time... I came round to your house and I didn't know that he was your dad. And Paul, your husband, said, "Oh, the father-in-law's in. Do you want to come and meet him?" I went, not really.
He told me he said, "It's a bit weird."
I said, "It's a bit weird." Well, all right. And I walked in and it's bloody Chaz is sat there. All right, son. And it was, and your dad was so kind when he let me interview him and I got to chat with him for an hour.
You took a ukulele round, didn't
we
you?
We had a little jam. We played I've Just Seen a Face by the Beatles. And
that's it.
Your dad was such a legend. What a lot of people don't know, you know, apart from that he was friends with everyone, he was in Eric Clapton's wedding. He was the fourth member of the Beatles that got up on stage. So the George, Paul and Ringo got up on stage and jammed. They didn't have a pianist. So Kate's dad went up and jammed with them.
Brilliant.
Well, you weren't there for that, were you?
No, I wasn't. But I do know the story well.
And I bet
you do. It's just a sort of thing that my dad, he could just play anything, you know.
It was incredible.
He could get up and play anything. And he was the biggest musical influence of my life, you know. And now he's not here, music has turned up even bigger volume because that's how I remember him, through songs and everything. And I cannot do a quick plug.
He's got a new album and a Christmas song. Plug away,
you
please
know about
do.
That, yeah.
Yes.
And the Christmas song's out now, Magic Time Christmas, and it's beautiful. It was very moving for me to hear it last week for the first time. So, yeah, that's really
where did
lovely.
All that
so
stuff?
That's an example. Sorry.
Where did that come from? Is there like an album of unreleased stuff then?
Yeah, that'll be out next year. I'll tell you more about that when you watch my show.
Come, yeah, definitely. And you've got to come
but
on when it comes out.
You can pre-order it now. You can pre-order, but you won't be able to actually hear it until next year. But it's very special because it's all unreleased stuff that he recorded from home. So it's really special. It's lovely.
And is there something that you play that kind of, you know, not necessarily the hits and all of that, because they were so much more than just, you know, Rabbit and all of that. There was a real... I really think that their best, they were on a par with Ray Davies of the Kinks in terms of summing up what it means to be English. But is there a song that you play that kind of, you know, brings you closer to Dad, would you say? Is there one that particularly kind of links you up with him?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one that is lesser known. I wonder what have I played recently, Paul, that's sort of... lesser known.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can play Ain't No Pleasing You, which is on the DVD.
Oh, go on. I love that one. I saw them playing that live when I was a kid. It was on Jim Will Fix It. But I was in the audience for that, and it was like flipping heck, you know. It was stunning. Yeah, if you don't mind, Kate, that would be lovely.
Okay, I'll play that then. Obviously, it'll be in a different sort of style. Here we go. Thank you.
It's too often, what do you take me for? Oh, darling, there ain't no pleasing you.
People in the chat crying at that, Kate, and I think it's the good tears. So, yes, you know, well done. That's the song. We'll talk the DVD in a second, but very quickly, your first ever visit to the Royal Albert Hall was Chaz and Dave.
See you lot, yeah. You were up there as well, and oh my God, what an occasion. It was so good. It was so good. And the feeling, you lifted the roof off. I've heard that expression before, but honestly, that place was a party.
It was magic. It was magic.
It really was.
Tell us about the DVD, Kate. I'll post the link again in the chat. It's a tenner. It's a tenner. What a great Christmas present. But
it's a tenner. Well, this year, as you know, it's been an online year. So all the shows that I didn't do, I replaced with online shows. And I made one that I've always wanted to make. And I'm going to take this on the road next year. And it's a musical evening in with yours truly, Kate Garner. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, Paul, give him a little close-up of it.
Come on, Paul.
Oh. And it's all the...
What a professional.
It's like QVC, isn't it?
We'll get him to do the voice in a minute.
He's going
to
measure it in a minute.
Thank you, Paul. I think we've seen it now, mate. If we could see your wife again, please. Thank you, Paul.
A musical evening in with Kate Garner.
Go on, up you come. Stop it.
Plus bonus track, Little Thing.
You know why he's doing this, don't you, Ian? Because he's on it. He's on it.
Is he wearing a wig?
No, he's not.
More wigs for Paul. So what is it?
Yeah, it's all the music from my childhood played at the very piano that was part of my childhood. So I'll take you through it, like the first songs I ever heard, Chaz and Dave songs, the first, when my dad went and bought me a gramophone, I'll take you to the place where we bought the gramophone. Wow. It's all great, all silly, lovely stuff, but it's really special. And it was such a joy to make it. It really was, because it's something I've always wanted to do. And then, people kept saying, oh, we'd like to see it again. We thought, sod it, come on, let's put a DVD together. So that's what it is.
Kids, there's the link, right? It's a tenner. It's got to be worth a pump for a stocking filler, isn't it? Got you, get something nice.
You've heard her. She's all right.
She's all right. Now, have I got this right? I might be remembering this wrong, that the piano that you've got is the piano you grew up playing, but it got sold or something, and then you got it back. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. We got it back in the family, and I play now. My son learned from it, so it's different generations have played it. My son's played it. Oh, well, let's start from the beginning. My Nana Daisy, my dad, me, and my son.
Beautiful.
So four generations on the piano, and that really, Dad was so chuffed about that, you know, seeing all the different generations playing it. So, yeah, it's there on the DVD. It's a beautiful piano. And lovely songs and stories. And it's really lovely. So I really hope that people would like to share in it.
How did you get it back? How did you get it back?
I tell you what, a grand piano is easier than an upright because you take the legs off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's actually easier.
I think he means more the story.
Not how did you get it back home?
Well,
no,
I grabbed one in.
The practicalities of actually getting the piano in the room. I mean, we can do that if you like.
Did you notice I was politely going, uh-huh, okay, great, thanks, great story. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Ian, the door was only 36 inches.
Don't. If you really want to know, we dragged it on a dog bed. Are you joking?
Oh, God. I love it. I love it so much. So what is so when we get this vaccine, and boy, give me that sweet, sweet vaccine, pump it into.
Oh, did you see that lady having it today? I was welling up.
Yeah.
Oh,
then, I know.
Yeah. And then, but then amazing. She went and killed people that were using Apple products. Did you see that? Because Bill Gates was controlling her. It was true. Don't have the vaccines. G5, 5G. No. So when we can have that sweet vaccine pumped into my bum, my arms, I don't care.
I don't think that's the way they do it,
but I want it in my bum. You're gonna go out, I assume, at some point next year when it's safe and we're gonna see more shows and stuff.
Yeah, there'll be plenty more shows, and the musical, hopefully that'll be on stage next year, because as you know, well, you've seen Paul's wig.
Yeah,
that's all on track, so yeah. we'll get that up on stage as well. I think we should get Paul in it.
Oh, I'd love it.
I really want to see that.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it.
I mean, the musical. Oh, and Paul's wig.
Paul's wig. I would pay £10 for a DVD of Paul just sat there in a wig.
Well, don't tell him how to do it.
That's easily done.
I know. I'd do it. Kate, yeah. can we trouble you for one more before we go? Is that okay?
Yeah. What do you want? Something Christmassy?
Yeah. Go on. Let's do it. Let's get in the mood.
All right, then. Okay. Oh, yeah. Would you like some percussion as well?
No, we're all right, thanks.
Give him something to do.
You don't have. I tell you what, you don't have anyone who's played drums live on stage with crowded house there, do you?
Oh, hang on. Give me 1 minute. Paul, quick.
You don't play with crowded house.
He's mentioned it. Leave me alone.
Have you played with crowded house?
Yes, I have. Enough.
You better come this way.
Enough of this talk. I don't even know if you can see me, but I'll come in here.
You two have to do a DVD of the two of you together.
Yeah, we will.
You've got to.
What do you mean, like playing music?
No, just twatting around. All right.
Or like Tommy Lee and Hammer Right. Okay.
Here we go. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh! Oh! Here we go. Knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sakes. Oi! About, I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout. Oh no, oh, I don't know the words. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. Beautiful stuff. Lovely to see you both. Have a lovely, lovely Christmas. And very quickly, how is your mum? Is your mum all right?
She's lovely, thanks. Yeah, she sings along every Sunday. She watches too.
Your mum's fab. Send her my love.
She is.
See you soon. I'll post the links again. And when I get on Twitter, I will tweet the links, but that may be several months. So we'll see. Lovely to see you. See you later on.
Okay. Bye.
Ta-ra. Bye-bye. Shut up, man. Go away for crying out loud. That was lovely. We know the sound was cutting out, but that just meant you got to hear us a whole lot better. Let's just put the link for the DVD. DVDs are tenner. Free postage is a tenner.
You can't get anything for a tenner these days.
Put that in someone's stocking. That'll sort you out. Golly gosh, that was fun. She's so good, man.
But they just make me laugh, those two. They don't have to do anything.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
It's a good thing. They make me smile. Good or a bad thing. And I sat next to Kate's mum at that party we went to.
Kate's mum is so lovely. I've bumped into her in London a couple of times. Just bumped into her. It's like, all right. Do you know I have facial dyslexia? It takes a second, but like, all right, Joan. And because she's an actress, and she's lovely.
Yeah.
And Chaz was delightful to meet. I remember going their son's like sixth birthday party in like a village hall, and they very kindly invited me and the boys who were young. I think the eldest was maybe four. And the youngest was like two, and the entertainment, it was Chaz on the old Joanna up on the stage, just playing through it. And Kate is brilliant, and Paul is brilliant, and I think they're so fab. So thank you for being a friend.
To a Rabbit Hole production. Boing! Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.